And you know what's funny is if any of y'all meet me in person, I am so shy. And I can remember when I met Big Fatty and Tim Cornwall and Ron Pratasoho and Frank from Atlanta. I was shaking like half the time. I'm like, oh God, I'm meeting people I don't know. But you know, it's like I knew who they were through podcasts. But when they're there in front of you, it's like, oh God, I'm meeting people. I was shaking probably halfway home. And then I finally calmed down and went, I don't want to drive anymore. That was a long drive. I'd do it again, though. I love me some Big Fatty. I love me some Tim and Ron. Who else was there? Frank in Atlanta. He's my bitch. I love him, too. And Miss Wes, of course. But I had met him before, so he doesn't count. Just kidding, Wes.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's my bitch. Just kidding, Big Fatty.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3994 of the BFO for Far Right, the 26th of May 2023, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, show. Y'all, we got some quiz, program, chitter chat, and some voice letters, Big Fatty. Riddler's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, you're Riddler's today, because y'all, for right at Fatty's, y'all, y'all, we're going to break in the new grill and griddle, outdoor grill and griddle, and y'all, I'm going to have brofkus on the griddle. Y'all, it'll be just like being at the Waffle House. Big Fatty, could I have my hash browns scattered, smothered, and capped, and cubed, and I don't know, just throw all that shit on them, why don't ya?
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 26th of May, y'all, it's a very important anniversary. Y'all, I've met one of these two members of this couple. Y'all met him at the Pride 48 down there in Nolens. He's up there in the Chicago's. Oh, Big Fatty. And, y'all, by the way, evidently this was Digger. Digger posted a picture of meeting Big Fatty for the first time back in 2009, at the first meet and greet there at the name of the bar that I can't remember. Big Fatty, Miss Lauren remembers she was scarred for life. It's true. But y'all, he is currently one of the co-hosts of the Stinky Orangutans. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Adam and his husband George. Big Fatty, we love Adam and George. It's true. So y'all, if you see Adam and George on the Twitty, or the Metaspace, or the Woolly Mammoth, wish them happy anniversarium.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, not three, but four celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first two are on Saturday. Y'all met both of these folks many times at Pride 48 and in Hatlanta at the Podcasters of America dinner. y'all, I am talking about y'all, someone who's just as nice as he can be. Y'all, he's up there in Columbia. Y'all, yes, we've got it where the state of South Carolina would receive an enema. It's true. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Trucker Alex. Big Ready, we love Trucker Alex. It's true. And y'all, also on Saturday, y'all, he's over there in the Hatlanta. Y'all, he sent me a message a couple of weeks ago about perhaps coming to Charleston for a visit and us having supper or something like that. But I hadn't heard anything more. But y'all, he's always at the Podcasters of America dinner. Yes, Big Betty brings cookies. And also been at many of the Pride 48s in Lost Wages and out there in Knowledge. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Peter Potamus or Epilouie. Big Betty, we love Epilouie. It's true. Y'all, and then on Sunday, y'all, a bittersweet celebration, but y'all, celebrate nonetheless. Y'all, Sunday would have been the celebration of exiting the birth canal of Gambit, Rodan's former husband, who has moved on. Yes, Big Betty, and, but y'all, I've met him many times at the Podcasters of America dinner. There in Hatlanta, y'all is just a lovely person, and I always will have good memories about him. Yes, Big Betty, we love Gambit, and y'all, then you heard her at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, she's had many incarnations of her little show. Hello, Nessa, Stars and Tartan, and Getting Fucked Up with Amy. Y'all, is my youngest daughter, Nessa. Big Betty, we love Nessa. So, y'all, if you see Trucker Alex, Epilouie, or Nessa, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck.
Received word that the number three fan of the BFO has sharted himself at work.
F-A-T-T-Y.
There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And y'all, that breaking news right there, before we get to the quiz programs, y'all, Randy and the Penis Livania sent me a text, as everyone should do when they short themselves.
Saying, Big Fatty, I have joined the short club. I thought it was a fart, but it was awfully juicy, and I have now sharted. Big Fatty, did he have to throw away his underpants?
Well, he didn't get into that many details, so I don't know. I don't know at all. Wednesday night,
we had two finales. Y'all, we had the finale. And y'all, by the way, these are spoilers. So if you hadn't seen the Jeopardy Masters or the Survivor, y'all, put it on triple speed. Big Fatty, it's already on triple speed. Y'all, the Jeopardy Masters, y'all, it was so good. It was so good. Oh, my gosh. Y'all, it came down to the final Jeopardy on the final show. Y'all, it was that James Holzhauer and Matea Roach and the other guy whose name I can't think of right now. But y'all, the guy whose name I can't think of right now, y'all, he did not win. However, the three of those, Matt Amodio, that's his name. They are. by virtue of being in the finals, they're automatically invited back next year for the Masters tournament. And y'all, it came down, not, first of all, none of them knew the answer to the final Jeopardy question. They all got it wrong, but y'all, it all came down to how much they bet. And y'all, James Holzhauer bet to cover what he thought if Matea got it wrong, he wanted to have a little more money than her if he got it wrong and she got it wrong. So he bet at that, and she bet more than that amount, because she needed to cover his score if he got it right. And y'all, James Holzhauer won it. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. It was so exciting. Exciting, I tell you. And y'all, then I had to switch over. I was running behind on the Survivor. Y'all, it was a 3-hour show, and that included the after show pizza pie party. And y'all, it was exciting as well. Y'all, the final three, Lil Carson got eliminated, and but in a fire competition, Heidi beat him in the fire competition, fastest record time in the fire competition, and it was Heidi and Yam 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 and Crazy Carolyn. And y'all, I'm so glad that I changed my decision on yesterday's little show, because y'all, Carolyn got 0 votes, Heidi got 1, and Yam Yam got the rest of them. Y'all, it was absolutely fantastic. Fantastic, I tell you. And y'all, then they announced that the Big Brother app will have a delayed start. It won't be starting until August the 2nd. It's the 25th season of Big Brother app, and it's going to be all new house guests. And y'all, it's going to start August the 2nd. I think that's a Wednesday. And y'all, so that they're expecting the writer's strike to go on for a while. So that's going to take it into the fall season. And y'all, they've already said that they are going to expand the Big Run and the Survivor to 90-minute episodes during the fall to fill up the time slot. So y'all, lots of quiz program news, and yes, Big Betty, we can't wait for the Big Brother, and congratulations to Yam Yam. Y'all, I'm doing just an abbreviated telling you about my day. Y'all ended up, because y'all, basically all I did was watch the TV machine on the quiz programs. Y'all didn't get in bed until after 11 p.m. in the evening, but woke up at my normal time, about 6:30. Had the morning routine, the coffee, the paper, the cheese toast, the puzzles, and then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk with the nip. We did Fat Acres and the Big Circle. Came back, watched The Price is Right, and got my share. And y'all, then I had to go to the doctor for him to tell me that I'm doing just fine. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fitty.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Okay, fart pants. So this is my last voice message from my house. I am going to run a couple more errands and then head back to Sioux Falls. I just wanted to say that Kathy Marshall had made some comment that she went to Texas to see if it was still there. I'm like, curiosity killed the cat. I'm wondering if it's still there. Also, I wanted to let Kathy know that while I was purging my house, I found some similar ornaments from St. Jude and from Scouts, and I can't remember the other organization. And after I got back to Sioux Falls, I was kicking myself because I totally should have, I should have regifted them to her or whatever. That would have been hilarious. I hope she agrees. But anyway, over and out. Goodbye to this house of ours since 2005. And I don't feel like I have any tears to shed. I'm super happy to be leaving. So thanks for tolerating me, everyone, during this move process. And the first place I'm going when I leave here, I've already done like six things since I got here at 7:45 or 8:45 this morning. But the first place I'm going is to the grocery store pharmacy to get my prescription for this sinus infection that is not going away because I got it from all the dust that I was working in while purging the place. So anyway, Woodhaven.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And a little melancholy there, but that it's the last call from Casa de Bacon. And but moving on to bigger and better things. Yes, Big Fatty, like no dust or no nothing.
Good morning, Big Fatty. This is VJ from the Danbury, Connecticut. I hear you're going to be in town Memorial Day weekend, so that's pretty awesome. Unfortunately, I'm going to be camping up in the Poconos at the LGBTQ clothing optional campgrounds at the Woods in Pennsylvania. But I will be attending the Meetapalooza at the homestead of the Danburys, or I guess the Berries now. So I'm excited to meet you in real life Memorial Day, Monday. So hope you have a fabulous weekend and see you then. Ciao.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is VJ, the VJ Net. And VJ, I did not realize you lived in the Danbury. But I'm delighted you're going to be at Meetapalooza, and I saw that you might be bringing the David from the occasional fag, Big Fatty. I thought there was no smoking, or well, it's just an occasional fag. Y'all also on the guest list is Mr. Cackle. And he couldn't be bothered. Anyway, VJ, look forward to meeting you as well. And if David gets to come also, that would be just lovely. And I've heard many things about the campground in the woods or into the woods or whatever it's called. And yes, Big Fatty, that you notice they didn't invite you because they didn't want to see you without any clothes on. Well, you know, oh dear, Cassie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Memorial Day weekend. Y'all, we'll have a little show from Connecticut on Monday and Tuesday. And we'll tell you all about Meetapalooza. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, they've also said, please do not bring a side dish. Big Fatty, do you blame them? No. y'all, I also forgot to mention that The Jar and young Nicholas stopped by while the Nip was here yesterday. The Jar is borrowing my valise for his trip with Vena down there to the rap world. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard my youngest daughter, Nessa. And Nessa, when you first met Big Fatty, what ran through your mind?
He's my bitch. Just kidding, Big Fatty.
Oh, no, I don't think you were kidding. You were... Well, okay. Thank you for calling.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.